journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just
a second.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free of all minds. These are weapons of mass
These
descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Friday, February 24th, 2012, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.
It just makes me stop and think.
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 Silence is not an option.
Bonsai People, the vision of Muhammad Yunus. We'll hear from filmmaker Holly Mosher about her latest documentary and the Bangladesh-based institution that has the potential to address poverty even in one of the world's poorest countries.
But I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising.
Good morning and welcome to Uprising. Nobel Peace Prize winner and pioneer of the concept of microcredit, Muhammad Yunus has strongly criticized new microfinance banks in India, saying they are not meant to be profit-generating institutions. The world-renowned Bangladeshi professor created the concept of small-scale loans to primarily women in Bangladesh, which is one of the world's poorest countries. Through the Grameen Bank, whose name is based on the Bengali word for village, poor women are offered low-interest, very small-scale loans with which to improve their lives, either upgrade their homes, purchase livestock, or start a small business. To date, millions of women in Bangladesh have benefited from the loans. Employing a unique model that centers on groups of women, five at a time, who meet regularly, the bank's goal is not to generate profit for shareholders, rather to generate what Yunus calls social businesses, businesses that are aimed at creating social good. Affiliated with the Grameen Bank are educational institutions, health clinics, and even a renewable energy component. Now a new documentary by veteran filmmaker Holly Mosher attempts to document this remarkable institution and the impact that it has had. Bonsai People, the vision of Muhammad Yunus, was just in theaters, and the DVD of the film is not yet available for public release, except by special arrangement between KPFK and the filmmaker Holly Mosher. To our listeners, for pledge of $100 anytime this hour at 818-985-5735. I spoke with Holly Mosher, the director and producer of Bonsai People recently. Welcome to Uprising, Holly Mosher.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first, let's talk about the premise of what your documentary covers. Bonsai People, the Vision of Muhammad Yunus, is primarily a story about this institution, the Grameen Bank, that is now very common throughout Bangladesh. How does it actually work? How does a model work for, say, a poor woman whose only access to having a better life, maybe getting a small pot of money to be able to start a small business? How would it work for a poor woman?
Well, the interesting thing is that they start very small. So they are starting with a small amount of money, and there might be some trial and error. She might sell one thing and that might not work out at first, and she might have to try something else and see what she's good at. But overall, I saw it was very successful that, you know, they might grow a crop and then put the money into something else and then work their way up and slowly build up their business and their business savvy.
With the help of a very supportive bank, as opposed to what would ordinarily either be the village money lender or a standard bank.
Yes, by meeting every week, the women have to come together at the bank meeting. The banker worker actually comes to them, to their village. It's not like our banks as we know it. So there's a solidarity inherent in the program, and they form groups of five. They're only responsible for their own loan. It's not a group lending program. But there's a support system that is very strong.
97% of the people who take these loans are women. I mean, that's obviously by design.
Yeah.
Why did Muhammad Yunus feel that it was important to approach women as the primary debtors.
Originally, his goal was just to be 50-50, to be equal, because in Bangladesh at the time, they were loaning, the other banks were loaning to 99% men, and he thought that was ludicrous. But then what they realized with the women who had the loans, the money went further. The children were eating better. They were staying in school. They were putting it into the homes. So they said, well, why should we even lend to the men? And that's when they decided to really target the women.
But in Bangladesh, that can be a challenging thing. It's a primarily Muslim country.
Yes. In fact, to be respectful of the culture, the new bank workers actually go and speak to the men in the village first and then say what they're going to do and get the approval and then go talk to the women.
Hmm. Tell us about Shimon, who is the young man whose responsibility it is, whose job it is to open a new branch of the Grameen Bank from start to finish. And he's the person who you sort of followed.
Yeah, I wanted to see what Yunus's work was like in the beginning when he started this. So the way I could replicate that was to show a new bank opening up. And it's really hard work. You hear about this and you hear the 97% rate of return. It sounds so easy, but it's really a lot of on-the-ground work, going village to village, training the women. They have a 7-day training program. As I said, they also have the meetings every week. He has to go to the men first in the village to, you know, get the approval that he can then talk to the women. So it was really interesting seeing what hard work it is to set up a successful microcredit program. Mm.
So he finds a group of women, I think it's 15 in the beginning, and he sort of appoints a leader?
Yeah, the women chose the leader.
Okay.
And Melancho.
Oh, so they chose it themselves. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that part on film, but Melancho, who was really shy at first, she didn't even want to be the group leader. And then you see throughout how she actually enjoys being the group leader. Mm. And it's kind of interesting because they learn about democracy through these groups. Each group of five has a leader in their group of five, and then each branch has a leader. So they're, and they switch every year, which is interesting.
Now, some of the criticisms of the microfinance model have been that, well, first of all, this is sort of called philanthrocapitalism, I understand. The women are essentially told that they have to form a business if they want the money and they want to be able to pay it back. How does Muhammad Yunus and the proponents of the Grameen Bank respond to the assertion that, in effect, Grameen simply perpetuates the standard capitalism model, but at a smaller scale?
Well, I think it does perpetuate that. That's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, we shouldn't be under any illusion about
that. Yeah.
Okay.
There's some opponents of it that say, you know, some other forms are better. But it's like we live in a capitalistic society, and this is an answer that's a tool for these women to help lift their families out of poverty. And for the most part, I saw this working. The times that I saw that it didn't work was when there was a healthcare issue in the family. And just like here, over 60% of bankruptcies are from a health issue. So it's really universal. But otherwise, it was very easy for the women to make the weekly payments.
Does Muhammad Yunus personally benefit from the bank?
No, he doesn't have any shares in his company, any of his companies.
So how do these banks, you know, because when we normally think of big banks or banks in general, they unless we're talking about sort of credit unions, the goal is to make money. The
right.
bank's goal is to make money. Is that the goal of Grameen Bank as well? Does it operate in a traditional bank model as well?
They are wanting to make enough profit to stay afloat. So they're not trying to make profit. They're not after profit maximization, and that's the difference with his whole idea of social businesses. You should make enough to be sustainable and pay your workers and be able to expand the scope of your work, but the goal is not about profit maximization. And in fact, the bank is actually owned by the borrowers. They each take out 100 taka share in the bank. So the women actually own over 90% of the bank currently.
Now, this, it's interesting because after Muhammad Yunus won the Nobel Prize and after it was seen, you know, after the virtues of the bank were extolled by people like Bill Clinton and others, there have been attempts to replicate what the Grameen Bank does, most notably in India and in Latin America, but in Mexico in particular. How are these banks, which have come under a lot of criticism, different from Grameen Bank?
Well, they're especially the ones that have gone public. They're out for profit maximization, and that worries me. That seems more that it's just about money lending. And
so it's about money lending and making money off of poor people.
Yeah. So, and it was interesting. I went to the microcredit summit, so I got to see different aspects of that. There are some groups in India that say they're lending at a lower rate than the money lenders, but still at more profitability. And they had no, you know, they had no problem saying, well, we're just offering a service. They weren't out to help the poor necessarily. So I think it's like the term organic, where everybody started saying, oh, we're organic, but what is organic? We needed a regulation system. So I believe with microcredit, we also need a regulation system to say what is good microcredit and what is bad microcredit. And I'd actually like to call it social microcredit, just like he terms social business, which is not for profit maximization. I'd like to see it called social microcredit.
Holly Mosher is the director and producer of the brand new documentary, Bonsai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus. It's the first film that tracks the work of Nobel Peace Prize winning Muhammad Yunus, that tracks his work from the concept of microcredit all the way through to social businesses, which are generated by the small loans that the Grameen Bank makes to women in Bangladesh. The majority of the recipients of the loan are women, 97%. We want you have a copy of this documentary that you can't currently get anywhere else. It's on DVD by special arrangement with the filmmaker. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to share something very positive that's happening in this world. We hear so much about global poverty, hunger, war. And then in very small ways, but in very powerful ways, people do make a difference. There's a lot of misunderstanding about microcredit and microfinance, particularly among progressives. I personally had my own issues with the concept, thinking that it was basically just another way to promote capitalism and that sort of mentality, profit-maximizing mentality. But it's actually quite different. And Holly Mosher really explores that. When you think about and when you read the words of Muhammad Yunus himself, they make it very clear that the goal of the Grameen Bank is, again, not maximizing profit, but rather simply helping change one life at a time and enabling women in one of the poorest countries in the world to lift themselves up out of poverty through very, very small loans. It's a trial and error method that has been perfected over many years. The bank now has many different aspects to it, educational aspects, scholarships, health clinics, renewable energy components. It's a remarkable film. And we want you to have a copy of it for a pledge of $100 at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. In just a moment, I'd like to play you a short clip from the film. The majority of it is in Bengali, but Muhammad Yunus does speak to the filmmaker in English, and so we can share that aspect for you as well as the filmmaker's own narration. But before we do that, I'd love to hear from many of you calling in at 818-985-5735. For a $100 pledge near the end of our pledge drive, you'll get a copy of Bonsai People. You'll be among the first people to get this DVD in your hands. Also, if you'd like to pledge $500, as two of our listeners did yesterday, we'd love to send you all of the DVDs that we featured during the KPFK Fund Drive on Uprising. It's a pack of six DVDs that includes Bonsai People. It includes Money Driven Medicine, The Purity Test, If a Tree Falls, which we featured yesterday, as well as speeches on video by Noam Chomsky and Michelle Alexander. That's six DVDs. We also have a very special bonus thank you to add into that six DVD pack, and that is the special two DVD edition of the 1993 documentary, The War Room, about the election of Bill Clinton. And it's an amazing documentary that goes behind the scenes of election campaigning, and certainly very relevant in this election year. This brand new two DVD set has just been released by Criterion Collection, generously donated by them to us. And actually, you can't even buy it right now. It's only available for pre-order. We have a number of copies sitting in-house, ready to send to you. And that 8-DVD Super Pack, as we're calling it, the Uprising Super Pack, is a pledge of $500 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. You can break it up into installments if 500 is too much for you. It's a lot of money. For some people, it's not as much money. Maybe there's somebody out there that can make that $500 pledge right now at 818-985-5735. Also, I want to remind you that my 10th anniversary party is coming up on Sunday, March 4th, just over a week from now. And yes, March 4th is my 10th anniversary, the 10th anniversary of my very first broadcast on KPFK. I didn't expect to be here this long, but it's been an amazing decade. And I feel like I've grown a lot as a broadcaster, as a journalist. And I really hope that those of you who've been listening for the last 10 years or even the last 5 years have seen that and have appreciated that KPFK has allowed someone like me to speak to you, to explore the issues of the day with you. The party that I hope to see many of you at is happening Sunday, March 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Kingston Cafe in Pasadena. That's 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue. A number of Uprising interns will be there. A number of KPFK staff will be there. My engineer, Teddy Robinson, and the very first engineer that I had on KPFK, Mark Maxwell, will be DJing. So it'll be a wonderful, fun party. And tickets are $50 a head, and it includes food and drink. It's a very kid-friendly party, too. I'll be bringing my family. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. $100 a pair, $50 a single ticket. At 818-985-KPFK. Seating is very limited. We do want to sell out. We want to see as many of you as possible. Also, just got word this morning that Stephen Starr will be there. Maybe you don't, maybe many of you haven't heard of Stephen Starr, but he was the first, he was the general manager at KPFK in 2002, and he was the man who hired me. And so I'm very excited. He was only here for a few months. I'm very excited that Stephen will be also at the party, as will Ankur Patel, our regular commentator, and of course, Martina Steiner, Uprising's producer, and Alan Minsky, the program director, general manager. Bernard Duncan will be there. And I want to see you at 818-985-5735. You can get tickets to my 10th anniversary party. And I hope it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time at the very, very lovely restaurant in Pasadena, Kingston Cafe. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. If you want to get all of the gifts that we're offering this morning, pledge $600. That'll give you the 8-DVD set, Uprising Super Pack set, and a pair of tickets to the party a week from now. A little over a week from now, Sunday, March 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m., 818-985-KPFK. Here's a clip from Banzai People, a very short excerpt featuring the voice of Muhammad Yunus.
Usually when people look at poor people and try to understand why people are poor, they have a very traditional kind of explanation. They are poor because they don't have any skill. They are poor because they are lazy. They're poor, they don't have ambition. So you can have all kinds of explanation. It's always related to the person. There's something deficient in the person. So that's why he or she is poor. And when we did our work, we repeatedly asked why people are poor. And every time, seeing the real situation on the ground, we come to the same conclusion. Poverty is not created by the poor people. Poverty is created by the system that we built.
Muhammad Yunus, the Nobel Peace Prize winner from Bangladesh, who has pioneered the concept of microcredit through the Grameen Bank. He's the founder of the bank. And I want to turn back to my interview with Holly Mosher, but I want to let you know that you can get a copy of the documentary Banzai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus, for a pledge of $100 right now. And actually, I just realized it's two DVDs, not just a single DVD. It's a double DVD set with feature DVD and more than 2 hours of bonus materials. Amazing, amazing documentary. The bonus materials go into in-depth into the various social aspects of the Grameen Bank that have been put together. They also feature the borrowers themselves. And in fact, that's what the majority of the film is. It profiles the women who are the borrowers, what they do with the money, how they change their lives. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. $100 pledge for the double DVD set. Banzai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus. The last time we offered this during the pledge drive, it was very popular. And so we want you to give you one more chance, and pretty much the last chance during this pledge drive, to get a copy of this DVD that's not available anywhere else right now except through special arrangement with the filmmaker, Holly Mosher. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. I want to turn back to my interview with Holly Mosher. As you're listening, please remember to call in and make your pledge to support KPFK. I want to ask you about this term social business that we talked about. social business almost sounds like sort of a paradoxical term.
Yes, it's interesting.
I mean, businesses can be social.
Yeah. In fact, like, I think our mindset now is nonprofit and for-profit.
Right.
And this idea,
it's nothing in between.
Yeah. And right now, so there's this little burgeoning idea of social business, and I want to see it grow, where right now we have a lot of nonprofits that actually have business, like Goodwill is a type of a social business. It's a nonprofit, but it makes money on the shops and gives back.
It sustains itself.
Yeah.
That way. I mean, KPFK is a nonprofit business.
Yeah. So I think it's going to open people's minds. And that's what's exciting to me, to be like, right now we have rules and laws in this country that if a company is public, they have to be profit maximizing or their shareholders could sue them.
So how does a poor person make money at a small scale? When we're talking about a poor woman in Bangladesh who wants to be able to buy one cow and sell that cow's offspring to mm-hmm. buy a house, so we're not talking about building financial empires here, nor are we talking about she shouldn't have to be forced to open a nonprofit to be
right.
able to sustain herself.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. It's like there's room for nonprofits, there's room for social businesses, and there's room for for-profit. But the idea that business should always be profit maximizing is what Eunice is really trying to open our minds to. And because right now it's the greed has gotten so out of control. That's why we have the Occupy movements. People are taking to the streets because the Supreme Court decision that corporations could spend unlimited amounts. It's all just out of whack in this country.
Mm. My guest is Holly Mosher. We're talking about her latest film, Bonsai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus. Now, the government of Bangladesh itself has also been critical, at least under its current leadership, been critical of Muhammad Yunus. Is it true that he has been now forced into retirement, or were those rumors?
He was forced to retire, but he is currently now appealing that decision again.
Right.
There is an age that you have to retire at the age of 60 if you're a bank worker. And he tried to actually retire at 61, but his board of directors said, no, we want you to stay. So this is now 11 years later. He's 71. So 10 years after this all, the age of 60, the government decided to go after him, which is just strange.
Well, the prime minister seems to have a bit of a bone to pick. His profile seems to have outshone almost every Bangladeshi's profile in the world. He's the most famous Bangladeshi living today.
Yes.
So is he sort of seen as a threat to the government or being able to provide opportunities that the government can't?
He did consider running for office in 2007, so I think that may have been when this started. Actually, when I was spending time there in 2007, 2008, both foreign prime ministers were in exile on charges of corruption. And Bangladesh has a history of being one of the most corrupt countries in the world.
Transparency International's Corruption Index for Bangladesh is 134, and that's out of 178 countries.
Yeah, and when I started the film, I think it was at 168, and I have a feeling it's going to go back up.
Holly Mosher is the director and producer of the documentary Bonsai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus. It's our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $100. A double DVD set at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I want to play one more clip from the film for you, but I need to see more of you calling in this hour at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. A remarkable documentary about this institution that has really made a lot of waves around the world. It's interesting because there have been several sort of spin-offs of the Grameen Bank, this microcredit, microfinance institution in other countries, India and Mexico in particular. But what they've done is they've realized that this is something that they could make money out of. And they've had shareholders. And Muhammad Yunus has criticized these banks, saying it is not appropriate to make money off of poor people, because that's not what the whole concept of microcredit is about, as per his vision. And in fact, these banks have come under a lot of scrutiny. These other banks, these ripoffs, if you will, of the Grameen Bank have come under a lot of scrutiny. And so there's certainly need for regulation to define the kinds of microcredit institutions that really have legitimacy. And the Grameen Bank really sets the standard. It's laid out in this documentary in stunning detail. Holly Mosher writing about Her experience says that companies that do good for people without any profit motive and without depending on charity is the basis of his work, Muhammad Yunus's work. His model is a sustainable one, to make just enough to stay in business, to reinvest profits, pay employees, and keep working. The women who borrow from Grameen live in remote villages. They once had to deal with moneylenders, but now they have a local bank worker. And every week, they pay back just a little, and they also save. She said, "I went to Bangladesh without any appointment to pitch my film. I had planned to approach Yunus's secretary about a meeting, but when I got out of the elevator, I saw Yunus coming out of his office. And to my surprise, he walked right up to me and said, 'Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?' I looked behind me thinking, 'Are you talking to somebody else?' Fortunately, he was very open to the idea for my documentary, but he didn't understand why I wanted to be there for a whole year. All the other film crews came for a week or two. 'Trust me,' I said, 'this film will be better.'" The film that Holly Mosher made about the Grameen Bank took her more than 4 years to make. It's an amazing documentary, and it tracks in more detail than any other film, from start to finish, the opening of a local branch and how this concept of microcredit works. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. And for a $100 pledge, you can get the two DVD set, Banzai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus. Also, for a $500 pledge, we're giving away the Uprising DVD Super Pack, all of the films that we've offered during this pledge drive, plus the free bonus thank you gift of the two DVD reissue, special reissue by Criterion Collection of the 1993 film, The War Room. This Uprising Super Pack includes Banzai People. It includes Money Driven Medicine, which is a an amazing documentary produced by Academy Award nominated filmmaker Alex Gibney about money in medicine. It also includes If a Tree Falls, a film we featured yesterday about the government's war on dissent and the story of the Earth Liberation Front. That is an Oscar nominated documentary. And it also includes speeches by Chomsky, Noam Chomsky, and Michelle Alexander, as well as The Purity Myth, a new documentary just released by the Media Education Foundation. And we're going to throw in the two DVD set of The War Room. All eight DVDs for a pledge of just $500 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Still available are tickets to my 10th anniversary party happening Sunday, March 4th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Kingston Cafe in Pasadena, 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue. And it's a kid-friendly party. It's $50 a ticket, $100 a pair. I'd love to see you and meet you, shake your hand, and celebrate these last 10 years, and celebrate KPFK for giving me the opportunity to have this incredible position, best job in the world. And I want to be able to see and meet many of you in person. I've met many of you over the years at various events. Usually it's, you know, we're in a hurry and we don't have time to talk. This is a celebration that I really hope we'll all get a chance to meet and greet and break bread, and the food and drink will be included in the tickets, certainly, and there'll be music, DJing by Teddy Robinson and Mark Maxwell. So I really hope many of you can come. It's a very limited. We're limiting it to only about 100 people, because that's about how many can fit into the restaurant. So tickets will go fast. Lots of KPFK staff and Uprising interns will be there as well. 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-5735. And when the tickets are gone, they're gone. So don't show up at the door and expect to be let in if we're sold out. You can definitely get a spot at the party if you call ahead and make a reservation now for $50 ahead. And it is a kid-friendly party. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. I want to turn back to the film Banzai People. Just a tiny, tiny excerpt from this documentary featuring both the voice of Muhammad Yunus, who is the main sort of character in the documentary, as well as the narrator, who is the filmmaker, Holly Mosher.
Since we are working with the poor, one thing kept coming to our notice right away: how poor they are in health. Poor in income is also poor in health. We thought we should create a separate company, a company which will look at the healthcare issue very focusedly. So we created Grameen Kollan to bring that health services to the people of Grameen Bank and beyond the Grameen Bank. She started setting up clinics as a social business. And we have so far created about 51 health clinics where our focus will be on prevention. Next emphasis will be on early detection and early treatment. And the group of people that we'll be putting highest priority are the women, and the next highest priority will be children, and the next highest priority will be the adolescent girls. They are the hardest to reach.
Eunice was right. The women were hard to reach. Being here made me feel like I'd gone back 100 years in time. They were often at home doing chores that took hours because they still had to do everything by hand. Things were slowly changing, though. Since Eunice began his work, the life expectancy has gone up over 10 years, and the birth rate has been cut in half from over 6 children to just 3 children per family.
Can a $70 business loan change the life of someone long enough entrenched in poverty with little education and less hope, and would that loan ever be repaid? Remarkably, that is exactly what you see in Holly Mosher's Banzai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus, her year-long examination of the Nobel Peace Prize winner's microcredit theories put into practice in his homeland of Bangladesh. That's how the LA Times review of Banzai People describes this amazing documentary, which is our thank you gift to you today, as a two DVD set for a pledge of $100 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Get it together with all of the DVDs we've been offering during this pledge drive on Uprising. And that's a $500 pledge for the Uprising, a 6-DVD super pack, which is actually 8 DVDs because we're throwing in the double DVD set of the newly reissued 1993 documentary, The War Room. That's a $500 pledge for 8 DVDs or $100 pledge for 2 DVDs. Most importantly, that donation sustains KPFK. Also, a $100 pledge for 2 tickets to my 10th anniversary party, Sunday, March 4th. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. Joining me once more in studio is KPFK General Manager Bernard Duncan. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And it's hard to keep me out of the studio at the moment. I think that's a fascinating film. Why is it called Banzai People? Do we know?
It's a very good question. Muhammad Yunus says, poor people are Banzai people. There is nothing wrong with their seed. Society never allowed them the space to grow. So he sort of makes this interesting analogy with, you know, bonsai plants that people cultivate, where you snip the roots and snip the branches and you stunt their growth. But if they had the space to grow, they would be, you know, big, tall trees.
And that's the remarkable thing about what the Grameen Bank is doing, because it's giving them that opportunity to grow their roots, so to speak, and get moving. Look, the phone number here is 818-985-5735. We need to keep the phones ringing because we've got phone answerers, and what we need to do is get those phone lines hotting up on 818-985-5735. I know we've got a couple of callers through on the line. Look, just tell us again, Sonali, what have we got in as thank you gifts for today?
Well, the Banzai People documentary is a 2-DVD set for $100 pledge. We've had one caller get that already. And then we've got the Uprising 6-DVD Super Pack, which is a $500 pledge. And somebody got, two people got that as well. Fantastic.
Wow.
And that includes Banzai People, If a Tree Falls, Money Driven Medicine, The Purity Test, these 4 documentaries that we featured on Uprising, plus video speeches of Noam Chomsky and Michelle Alexander. And we're throwing in a 2-DVD set of The War Room. So it makes 8 DVDs. Plus, then the last thank you gift we have is the 10th anniversary party that KPFK is throwing for me, which I'm so excited about. And it's $100 a pair of tickets, and it includes food and drink Sunday, March 4th at Kingston Cafe in Pasadena, 5 to 8 p.m.
And that will be a blast, and they are limited. Tickets to the party are limited. So do call in now on 818-985-5735. We would love to see you there to celebrate 10 years of Sonali here on KPFK, and we're so grateful to Sonali for doing the hard work she does. And we can only manage to keep people like Sonali and the rest of this fabulous team on air here at KPFK with your help. As a member supporter of this radio station, the Pacifica station, KPFK, you can become a supporter. If you're not already a supporter, do call in and make your pledge. We know that a number of people who listen are not financial supporters. We'd like you to help us out to continue to give you the programming that you enjoy so very much. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK.
We have three callers on the line right now. We've raised over $1,000. We have a little less than half the program left, and we're spending the whole hour featuring bonsai people and appealing to you for your support. And we'd like to raise $4,000 this morning. I think we can do it, and we can do it with your help at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. The documentary filmmaker Holly Mosher, who is my guest, whose work tends to focus on social and environmental issues, the LA Times writes. For example, Vanishing of the Bees is one of her films, which we had actually featured on an earlier KPFK pledge drive, spent most of 2010 in a rural village to capture the process and the pitfalls. Mosher begins by following the money, shadowing the startup of a branch of the Grameen Bank, the lending system for the poor that Muhammad Yunus founded and ran until he was actually forced out by the government of Bangladesh last year, a decision that he has appealed. He's seen as a threat, of course, right, to the power structure in a country like Bangladesh, a very, very poor country whose government struggles to meet the needs of the poor and whose government also has been noted as one of the most corrupt in the world. And so, of course, he is seen as a threat. And it's a remarkable thing that this documentary exists now because the model he has created has a potential to be used far and wide, and even here in the United States, especially here in the United States, where inequality between rich and poor is so high. And that's the power of KPFK, bringing you these ideas by independent filmmakers. You know, Holly Mosher got grants, and then she put in her own money. And like struggling filmmakers, she went to the internet to help generate small donations, just like KPFK is doing now, to make this film. And then people like her have a platform on KPFK, have a voice on KPFK in a way that they don't have on many other media institutions. I sat down with her for almost half an hour in studio in this intimate conversation. You can watch the video on Uprising's website, but please call and support this radio station. If you're a filmmaker, if you're somebody who knows what it's like to struggle to get the funds to make a film, and you appreciate that KPFK is going to be there for your next film project, especially if it's got a social and political angle, 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. 818-985-5735. $100 pledge for the 2-DVD set of the film, $500 pledge for the 8 DVDs we're offering, $100 pledge for a pair of tickets to the 10th anniversary party. Let's turn back to my interview, the last part of my interview with Holly Mosher, producer and director of Bonsai People. Now, let's talk about some of the other aspects to the Grameen Bank. They've gotten into the arena of health and of education, as well as renewable energy. So let's start with health first. There are health clinics now that the borrowers of the Grameen Bank have access to?
Yes. In fact, they have 54 clinics in operation now, and they're covering 90% of their costs. And just like I said, most of the people that couldn't pay back had health issues. Mm. So he saw, just like the women lacked access to financial services, they lacked access to health care, they lacked access to education, they lacked access to energy. So he saw that there was a great need that these families had, and he could fulfill them with businesses.
So and it's so interesting to hear about a bank getting into this aspect. Again, it goes back to the question of nonprofit versus for-profit, and there being just these two models, because here in the United States, our answer to health care for the poor who can't afford it is to start nonprofit clinics or to, you know, have charities, which are then reliant on the donors.
Right.
In this case, these health clinics are also self-sustaining?
They're almost self-sustaining. Their eye care clinics are, where they're performing cataract operations, because they charge more for the people who can afford more. But the health clinics actually offer insurance for a family of seven for $1 a month. So they're really thinking of new solutions. And then they also have mobile devices for the pregnant women. So the health technicians can go into the field and do a test on something like a cell phone. And they're even creating ultrasounds that the image can get through the cell phone to the doctors in Dhaka. And they're not having
the capital.
Yeah, they're not having the picture of the baby because they don't want to have any of the people choose to abort if it's a girl,
right.
But they
female
can
infanticide, right?
So it's really, he's really thinking about all these things and trying to offer solutions to people.
So then there's education. One of the young girls profiled in your film had a Grameen scholarship.
Yes, the bank offers scholarships itself, but then they also have Grameen Shika, which is their education program, which offers pre-K and K. It offers technical training. It offers scholarships and loans, and it offers training to the women.
Also, renewable energy. And this was a really interesting thing, because when we think about businesses and capitalism, even at the micro level, for societies poor to really start making money, we're talking about an increase in energy consumption, which will necessarily destroy the environment unless there is a very concerted effort to have this growth at the small scale be accompanied by renewable energy.
Yeah.
So tell us about this initiative. And was that the reason why Muhammad Yunus was going into this field of renewable energy?
Yes. I mean, when he started, 70% of the country had no electricity. And just like we appreciate electricity for all the convenience, and I mean, it's hard to, you know, it really improves
to
people's lives.
To do this radio interview.
Everything. It improves their lives. Mm. But he is an environmentalist and cares about the planet. And so he specifically is doing biogas. So there are families that have a few cows, and then they have a biogas that gives them fertilizer, totally organic fertilizer, and gas to fuel their stoves.
And solar panels as well.
And solar panels.
Holly Mosher is my guest. She is the producer and director of the documentary Bonsai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus. And we want you to have a copy of this remarkable film that really has the power to help proliferate other banks like this to share this model around the world of microcredit. And we want you to have a copy of this 2-DVD set for pledge of $100 at 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-5735. The major media haven't done a very good job of explaining what the Grameen Bank is all about. And usually from the business perspective, we get this excited frothing of the mouth about how it's a fantastic venture that has a potential to make money. And in fact, there have been a couple of spin-offs of the Grameen Bank, but they've been money-making ventures and they have failed. And Muhammad Yunus has criticized them. And I think it's really amazing to see this documentary that delves into the reality behind this bank and the real theory behind it, and as well as how it's put into practice. We want you to have a copy of this film, and we want you to support KPFK at 818-985-KPFK, $100 pledge.
You know, Sonali, it's interesting you say that the major mainstream media hasn't done a good job of promoting the Grameen Bank. It could be said the major mainstream media doesn't do a very good job of explaining pretty much of anything. And that's why it's important to have a radio station like KPFK. And of course, I would say that. I'm the general manager here, of course.
You're a little biased, but I think you're mostly spot on.
I think the fact is that
the
fact is that KPFK has the opportunity, because it's not sponsored by corporates, it has the opportunity to dig deep and to find the truth and to bring you the truth. And we can only do that because you, the listeners who appreciate that work that we do, support us in so many ways. The volunteers, the people here who come and make programs, the people who come in during these fund drives and answer the phones, they come in and they volunteer their time and they contribute financially. And we just want you to help us out too. Help them out. Show them that you appreciate the work they do. Show KPFK how important you think it is to have us here. You can do that right now. 818-985-5735. The lines are open. They're just waiting for you. 818-985-5735. We've got these fabulous thank you gifts this morning. You don't have to take anything, but this donation that you make is tax deductible, because KPFK is a not-for-profit organization. It's part of the Pacifica Foundation, not-for-profit, and you can call us on 818-985-5735. Pledge at whatever level you can. Take away a thank you gift or don't. Just tell our phone room volunteer what your preference is. But please call. We're getting towards the time when we need to really get things going, and we can do that with your help. 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735.
And I really hope people get this film while they're supporting KPFK, because it is a really remarkable film. I was very impressed as I watched the whole documentary, and then I started doing my own research. One article in mid-February about Muhammad Yunus and his opinion of microfinance institutions. He said that the global model for micro lending to the poor is a strong one, but he came down heavily on microfinance companies going going public through share issues. He said stock markets or public floats had no place for microfinance companies as it destroyed the very essence of microcredit. Quote, microcredit was born with a mission of helping people, helping poor women particularly to overcome their problems with their own personal efforts and change their lives. There was no intention whatsoever in the entire history of microcredit to make personal money out of this. He said to look at poor people and benefit personally from the business you do with them has no place. That trend destroys the very essence of microcredit. We say they don't belong to microcredit. They belong to a completely different class of programs you have nothing to do with, said the man widely regarded as the father of microfinance. And that sentiment is very much present in the documentary, Banzai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus, about the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. Now, for a $100 pledge, you can get the 2-DVD set of Banzai People. But for a $500 pledge, you can get our six DVD. Actually, when I recount it, it's actually 9 DVDs. So here's the 9 DVDs for a pledge of $500. Banzai People, 2-DVD set. Money-Driven Medicine, 1 DVD. The Purity Test, If a Tree Falls, Michelle Alexander speaking recently, and Noam Chomsky, plus The War Room. All of them add up to 9 DVDs for a pledge of $500 at 818-985-5735. The War Room free thank you gift is a bonus gift, and it's very, very limited. We have them in-house. It's a reissue of the 1993 documentary of the election campaign of Bill Clinton, very relevant in this election year. And you know we're going to be doing lots of election coverage this year. 818-985-5735. In fact, Bernard, I know we're planning our convention coverage now. And KPFK has always been there for listeners in times like this.
That's right. And covering actually getting behind all of the stories and bringing you the truth and finding out exactly what's going on. And KPFK has the opportunity and the capacity to do that. But it only has that capacity because you support us doing that work. And you can show us right now how important that work is to you by calling. And we've got some lines open. We've got a caller just on the line. So thank you very much for calling. Call in, pledge at whatever level you can. You can become a member with a smaller pledge than the ones that we've been talking about this morning, but these thank you gifts are amazing. 818-985-5735. Do call us, 818-985-KPFK.
We have 15 minutes left in the hour, and we'd love to raise another $2,000 before the end of the hour, so keep those calls coming in. The documentary that we're featuring today is called Banzai People, The Vision of Muhammad Yunus, and the 9-DVD set, The Uprising Super PAC, as we're calling it, not the kind of institution that is flooding our election year with way too much corporate-backed money, but just a super PAC of DVDs that Uprising has put together of all the DVDs we're featuring during this fund drive, plus the War Room 2 DVD set. 818-985-KPFK. Four of you have already got that since yesterday and through today, and we only have another six of the War Room copies left to add onto that 8-DVD pack or 7-DVD pack at 818-985-KPFK. Two callers on the line right now. Also, I really want to see you at my 10th anniversary party Sunday, March 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Kingston Cafe, which is an amazing restaurant, by the way. I just was there yesterday, Bernard. It's such a beautiful space, and it's a locally run business, and it features Caribbean food, and there's going to be music, DJing by Teddy Robinson and Mark Maxwell, my current engineer and my very first engineer. It's very appropriate. Stephen Starr, your predecessor, is going to be there, the man who hired me 10 years ago, and Uprising interns. It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And so I really hope to see people there. $50 ahead. It's a kid-friendly party from 5 to 8 p.m. Sunday, March 4th.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm really looking forward to spending some time there, too, and meeting some of the KPFK family, because these are the people who, when I do the report to the listener once a month, call in and tell us what they do like about KPFK, but they also tell us what they don't like. And that's very important because it means we can respond to some of those things and maybe make some changes based on what we're doing for people and make things a little better for the people who actually pay for us to be here. And we do appreciate you doing that. Two callers on the line now. We need a lot more. We'd like to get maybe a big pledge that we can set up a match against. Why don't you call us and do that? If you have $500, $1,000 that you can spare right now, if you've had some good luck, you've had had some good fortune, then share that. We're talking about a tax-deductible donation
That's right.
A not-for-profit organization at KPFK, 818-985-5735. The lines are ready for you now, 818-985-5735. We will take your calls right through till 9 o'clock until Amy comes along with Democracy Now! For a Friday. Call us now. Make those lines hot, 818-985-KPFK.
And there's going to be lots of surprises at the party as well. I won't reveal them, but...
Well, they wouldn't be surprises if they did.
But I'm so excited. There'll be food and drink that's included at the 10th anniversary party. I looked at the menu, by the way, Bernard Rice and beans and plantains and jerk chicken and wine. It'll be lovely.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Check out kingstoncafe.com so you can get a sense of the restaurant. And do patronize local businesses like this if you can, because this is the kind of partnership that KPFK has with many small mom-and-pop establishments. Our KPFK member benefits card partners with nearly 100, I think, or maybe over 60 at least businesses around Southern California, which you can, by the way, get as a free add-on to any thank you gift of $100 or more, which gives you discounts across Southern California. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. We have two callers on the line right now. Let me say that number slowly. 818-985-5735. And $50 ahead for the tickets to the party, a $100 pledge for the two DVD set of Banzai People, $500 pledge for the whole shebang, the DVD super pack.
So right, and so, those are the thank you gifts that you can pick up with Sonali Now on Uprising before 9 o'clock and more after that too. But do call us, 818-985-5735. And as Sonali says, we will throw in for some of those pledges the member benefits card. And she said almost 100 businesses are over 60. Well, when you get to my age, you don't want to hear that over 60 is almost 100. But but I do want to impress upon you the value of calling in and supporting KPFK on 818-985-5735. I mean, I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that we know that you are there because you call in great numbers whenever we open the lines to have an open dialogue about the programming on KPFK and the report to the listener once a month. So we know you're there and we know that you know this telephone number. Do use it and get on the phone now to show us that you support KPFK, that you appreciate KPFK, and that you can help us to stay on the air. We really do need your help. I had a look at the phone room total from yesterday, only just over 31,000 yesterday. We need to do more than that on a daily basis so we can end this fund drive next week. Please do call us. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Call it now.
And you know, Bernard, you know, thinking about what KPFK does for our community, this is the kind of station that hired somebody like me, who didn't have a journalism background, gave me a shot, said, okay, she's got potential, and put me on the air. And I wouldn't have gotten that chance anywhere else. And we've done that with so many of our interns. So most of our staff, if not, you know, a huge percentage of our staff have come in as volunteers because they love the station. They are of the community, from the community. And they've walked into the station and said, I love the station. Will you give me a chance? And people have flourished here and gone on to become paid staff members or volunteer programmers with their regular shows. They've volunteered behind the microphones, in front of the microphones. And that's the true definition of a real community radio station. You know, we're rough around the edges. We don't have millions of dollars, and we don't sound as slick as some of the other stations. But that's because we make do with the little that we have, and it is a skeletal budget, and we stretch the dollar to the limit because we want to honor your contribution. We don't want to take money from anyone else. And so we sound honest, and we are as honest as we possibly can be. And your favorite radio programs on this station do our utmost best to bring you the best kind of programming with the little that we have. And if you appreciate that, call us now.
7 or 8 minutes left for us to continue to ask you for your help on 818-985-5735. And I'm glad you mentioned the interns that come through here. Fabulous young people. And the young people, I know it sounds a little bit twee and maybe cliche, but they are the future. And we've got to look ahead to the next generation of quality community broadcasters. And we are very fortunate here because the interns that come through the door here are top-notch young
they
people.
Really are.
So many great ideas, such energy, and it really actually, for those of us who have been around the business for a while, it gives you a whole new lease on that broadcasting life. It lifts your spirits. It shows you that the energy is out there, that the energy can come through. We are proud and pleased to be able to offer those opportunities to those interns and show them how to do what we've been doing for years and build their skills and let them show us a few new things too. And you can help us to maintain that flow by helping us out and by keeping us here on the air at KPFK. Do that right now, 818-985-5735.
818-985-KPFK. And I do want to give a shout out to my interns, Tracy Nelson, Leonardo Alanis, Bipasha Shom, Kevin Walker, Ankur Patel, Kiara Borghetti, who just joined the team last week, and many, many others. So please do call us and make a pledge and come to the party. You'll meet my interns. You'll meet me and the KPFK family. You'll meet other KPFK listeners. We'll have a grand time celebrating a decade on KPFK. 818-985-5735. Muhammad Yunus's documentary, the film featuring Muhammad Yunus, is also available as a thank you gift. It's a $100 pledge for the 2-DVD set. And by the way, the Oscars are happening this Sunday. And it's interesting. If you were a member of the KPFK Film Club this past year, you would have watched at least 3 of the 5 documentaries nominated for an Oscar, likely, because they were all part of the Film Club offerings, If a Tree Falls, Pina, and Helen Back. 10 of the 15 documentaries shortlisted for this year's Oscars were KPFK Film Club selections. So you can actually be a member. If you're like, I don't really want the DVDs. I don't have a DVD player. I don't enjoy sitting in front of my TV screen at home, but I like to go to the movies. Well, you can watch first run movies through KPFK at your local theaters by joining the KPFK Film Club. It's a $150 pledge, and you and a friend can go and see any number of films. There's at least 12 offered each year, but actually they run into many, many dozens. If you make a pledge of $50 or more, you can just add on the Film Club membership for an extra $100. That's for you and a friend. And do the math, because tickets to movies are pretty expensive these days. So it's a fantastic way to support the station, but also to expand your social life. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Donna Walker, our Film Club coordinator, works very hard to gather films like Bonsai People, like If a Tree Falls, like many, many other documentaries that some of which are being recognized by the Academy Awards this weekend. 818-985-5735, $150 pledge for the Film Club membership for you and a friend, or $100 add-on to any of the thank you gifts we have this morning.
Anything you can do will help us out, so please do get on the phone. And producer Martina has been wandering backwards and forwards between the control room and the phone room, and she's just come back into the control room. That means the phone's not ringing.
Mm.
So please do help us out, 818-985-5735, with your pledge for one of those fabulous thank you gifts that we've been featuring this morning on Uprising, or just to say, hey, look, thanks. I know how important KPFK is. I want to make sure you can stick around for a long time to come. We've been here more than 50 years. We can do that with your help again on 818-985-5735. Just 3 or 4 minutes left in the hour, so we need you to call us, and we need you to call us right this minute, 818-985-5735, to show KPFK how much you appreciate the fact that we're able to be here and bring you this information.
And you know, Bernard, it's so interesting, having done this for 10 years, I think I've explored pretty much every sort of manner of fundraising on KPFK. You know, there's the guilt trip, there's the desperate pitch, there's the calm, collected pitch, there's the, I don't care, I'm okay if nobody's calling pitch, and then there's the, oh my God, everybody's calling, get in right now. And it's not clear what works when, because it also depends on the time of the year.
Yeah.
We understand February is difficult. It's right after the holidays. It's right before taxes. It's always a tough and challenging drive, and the economy is terrible these days. However, there are still enough of you out there who do have an income, who listen to KPFK, and who don't pledge. Yes, I'm talking to you, and this is the guilt trip pitch that I'm making right now. So if you're sitting on the fence going, oh gosh, she's talking to me, and I really need to come through and make it happen, call your spouse if you have to check in with them if you can make that $500 pledge, but I'm sure he or she will be very proud of you for supporting your favorite community radio station, plus getting that tax deduction for next year's taxes. 818-985-KPFK is that number. Thank you. The guilt trip worked. And see, see, so that one works this
time. Will it work on me? I'm getting my checkbook out.
There you go. Will it work on Monday? Who knows? I'll have to try something else. But, you know, seriously, folks, they're all sincere pitches because the point is my job is to be a journalist. But because I'm a journalist at KPFK, my job necessarily means being a fundraiser. And it's, you know, it can be very much fun and exciting, but can also be a little bit tiring. But I don't get paid extra to fundraise for you. I don't, you know, all of us realize that we have to make this happen. We have to all pitch in together. It's a KPFK family. We're all in it together. You are in this with us because if we don't raise the funds, the station can't continue. And so you don't get access to your favorite radio station. It's not just about us keeping the lights on and paying the salaries, etc. It's about keeping the radio station transmitting to you. And so you are what it's all about.
And I always think of you, Sonali, as the person who puts the fun in fundraising. but I do want to impress upon people that the lines are open and we can get you on the phone right now. You can take away one of the fabulous thank you gifts, or you can pledge online. I keep forgetting to say that. You can pledge online. Yeah, kpfk.org. It's right there on the front page. You can click the pledge button. It's simple. Takes you right through to the payment options for you, and it's a very well set up system. So you can do that on kpfk.org.
And I know there's a lot of surreptitious listeners to KPFK. They're at work. They've got their headphones on. Nobody knows. There, you know, you might be sort of in a corporate workplace and you might not want people to know you're listening to a revolutionary radio station like KPFK. Well, just open up a window and go to kpfk.org, make that pledge quick before your boss comes and sees it. And nobody will be the wiser, but KPFK will be thankful to you, grateful to you, and you can continue your subversive habits. 818-985-5735.
That sounds suspiciously like your subversive thought for the day. 818-985-5735. We got three callers on the line. Thank you so much. 818-985-5735.
And we're nearly out of time, folks. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I wanted to quote Dr. Seuss. You know, the film The Lorax is coming out. In The Lorax, which I've read to my son, a very interesting environmental tale, he says, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. That's Dr. Seuss from The Lorax. That's Sonali's subversive thought for the day. Unless someone like you calls in and makes a pledge at 818-985-5735, we can't keep transmitting. And I can't make that rhyme, but please do make us happy with your pledge. You've been listening to Uprising. Martina Steiner is our assistant producer. Teddy Robinson is our engineer. My co-host for the hour, Bernard Duncan, KPFK manager. Thanks so much, Bernard. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you Monday at 8. I tiptoe.